you're going to give us the opportunity to reclaim some of that bountiful harvest, aren't you?
The man's face was rather thin under curly black hair, and he sported a handlebar mustache with waxed tips.
I don't know. Might be time for me to cash in.
You don't want to do that. It's miserable out there. It's warm and dry in here with a convivial atmosphere to boot.
Well, when you put it that way...
Chance gathered up the cards and began to shuffle for the next hand. The saloon's front door opened.
Porter! I figured I'd find you here, you grinning jackanapes!
The man was short and broad, built like a stump, with a face like an angry bulldog. Dark hair grew down to a point on his forehead. His hands clenched into fists as he stomped across the room toward the table where Chance was sitting. The man had been out in the rain without a hat or slicker. His clothes were soaked and water dripped off his face. The young man with the handlebar mustache pushed his chair back a little. He was worried, but he was not trying to show it.
Why, Dale, what brings you here?
Oh, you know good and well why I'm here, Porter. You've been pitching woo at my girl, Clarissa.
Nonsense. I'm barely acquainted with the young lady.
Then what were you doing singing outside her window last night?
I won't deny serenading Miss Jenkins, but I wasn't alone, you know. There were three other lads with me. That's why they call us the Hill City Quartet. There are four of us.
Yeah, but you were the one standing out front, strumming on that guitar of yours. You were the ringleader.
Not a word you often hear applied musically. Listen, Dale, I assure you I have no romantic interest in Miss Clarissa Jenkins. My friends and I serenade young ladies simply to hone our vocal talents. We've found that it's easier to put our hearts and souls into the songs if we're singing them to someone. But it doesn't really mean anything.
So you're not smitten with Clarissa?
No, I am not. Truth be told, I have my sights set on a certain other young lady.
Dale's hand shot out. He grabbed the front of Porter's shirt and jerked the young man to his feet.
Are you saying Clarissa's not good enough for you, you fancy pants little scribbler?
That's about enough, mister.
Dale didn't look at Chance. He just leaned forward a little and shot out his left fist. Ace crossed the room swiftly, clamped his left hand on Dale's shoulder, and hauled the man around. Dale tried to hang on to Porter's coat, but Ace jerked him loose. His right hand came up in a looping punch that landed cleanly on Dale's nose, flattening it. Several men crowded through the open door and came toward the table. They were wet from the rain, too, and looked almost as angry as Dale had when he burst into the saloon.
Well, this is unfortunate.
What is?
Those men are friends with this lad. They just saw you knock him down.
Well, they're not going to let me get away with that, are they?
I'm afraid not. Prepare yourselves, my friends. We're about to come under attack.
There were four men in the group that had just come into the saloon. They charged Ace, Chance, and Porter. Ace stepped up to meet the charge. The closest man swung a wild looping punch at his head. Ace ducked under it and hooked a left into the man's belly. Ace straightened him up again with a hard right to the jaw. Meanwhile, another man lunged at Chance and tried to wrap him in a bear hug. Chance twisted away and peppered a right-left combination to the man's face. The man barreled into Chance and carried him backward. Chance slammed into the wall behind him.
Hit that place, the guitar player. It's all his fault.
He and the fourth man grabbed Porter by the arms and dragged him away from the table.
You gentlemen, please. Oh, this is all a misunderstanding. I'm an intellectual, not a roughneck.
Shut him up.
With pleasure.
Chance's opponent had pinned the young man's left arm to his side, but Chance's right arm was still free. He hammered that fist into the man's ears. His arms closed around him and started squeezing. Chance's feet came up off the floor, and his ribs seemed to creak under inexorable pressure. Chance hit him in the jaw. The arms fell away from him as the man's eyes started to look a little glassy.
Glass jaw, huh?
With their foes disposed of, Ace and Chance turned toward Porter, who was being thrashed by the other two men. Ace and Chance tackled him, knocking him loose from Porter. reporter leaned on a table and shook his head, evidently trying to get the cobwebs out of it. Then he straightened up, grabbed a spittoon from the floor, and swung it like a club at the man Chance was fighting. That distracted the final troublemaker enough for Ace to finish him off with a powerhouse right and left.
You all right, brother?
Yeah. How about you?
Yeah, I'll live.
Porter moved between them and rested his hands on their shoulders, either in a gesture of comradeship or to help hold himself up, or both. Oh,
I can't thank you fellas enough for coming to my aid. I hate to say it, but we should probably depart. These barbarians won't take long to come to their senses. And when the local gendarmerie hear about this altercation, they might bestir themselves enough to venture out into the rain to investigate.
You mean the law might haul us off to the Hooscat?
And those polecats will come too and want to fight some more?
Indubitably. On both counts.
Let's light a shuck out of here.